T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A new report finds parishes and organizations in the Archdiocese of Chicago have benefited greatly from the federal government's Paycheck Protection Program. WBBM's Sandy Dane with the story.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has received between $24 and $63 million in loans through the program, which is meant to save jobs amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Tribune reports the funding comes despite the fact that the Archdiocese was unable to apply for any. Some large and relatively prosperous parishes, such as Saints Faith, Hope, and Charity in Winnetka and St. Benedict's on Chicago's north side, received larger loans than others. The Associated Press recently found the U.S. Roman Catholic Church used a special exemption from federal rules to amass over $1 billion in taxpayer-backed coronavirus aid. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A mobile COVID-19 testing site will be stationed at Lake Zurich High School tomorrow and next Sunday after multiple cases have been found among students. Lake County Health Department says Lake Zurich High is one of at least two high schools in the area that have reported COVID-19 among its students in recent days. Multiple cases have been identified among people who attended the first day of sports camp at Lake Zurich High. Chicago's business affairs chief says some smaller businesses are being very cautious about reopening during phase four of the city's recovery, despite their desire to get back to making money.
When the governor's stay-at-home order forced many small neighborhood businesses to shut down, Rosa Escareño, Chicago's commissioner of business affairs and consumer protection, worried about how many would not survive. Now that businesses are reopening, Escareño notes that some are much slower to come back than the others.
You know, I think everyone is very guarded. I think that the businesses are very much interested. I mean, this is their lifeline, their livelihood. And after all, they do want to be open. But I'm also hearing businesses just being concerned for their own health, the health of their employees, and the health of their customers.
It's understandable, she says, and the city is here to support and encourage them whatever path they take. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Glenview's Flick Pool will remain closed through Monday. The Park District will be doing a deep cleaning there. The Park District officials say lifeguards reported having contact with someone outside of work who had a positive COVID-19 test. Policy requires any staff member there tested for the virus to stay home from work until a negative result has been confirmed. Of course, we're keeping you updated on the coronavirus spread in Illinois. We have Capato reporting online too. Easy to find. WBBMNewsRadio.com/coronavirus. Violence in Chicago this weekend has taken 5 lives, at least 11 people wounded. In the latest shooting on the city's Austin neighborhood, a man is dead, another wounded while standing on the sidewalk in the 5400 block of Congress Parkway. It happened just before 2 this morning. Police say no one in custody. A McHenry man is accused of police of battering 2 of his relatives at a home near Antioch with the blunt ends of a machete and a rifle. Sergeant Christopher Cavelli of the Lake County Sheriff's Office says Russell Brengman went to the home of the relatives, a 20-year-old man and a 13-year-old girl, on Route 173 near 5th Avenue in unincorporated Antioch.
Bregman had forced his way into the residence. He's a family member. However, he does not live at the home there. He forced his way in and committed a battery against a 20-year-old male who resides at the house. Bregman was also armed with a rifle and a machete. He accused the 20-year-old of previously stealing a cellular phone.
Cavelli says the 20-year-old man was seriously hurt, the girl not. Police say Bregman was arrested a short distance from the house at a construction site where he worked. Porter County, Indiana Republican Party has put more oversight in place for its social media after an offensive post this week about a Black Lives Matter protest. The Gary Tribune says the post on the Valparaiso Republicans Facebook page was for a news story about a car hitting two protesters at a Black Lives Matter protest in Bloomington. A screenshot of the post taken before it was removed shows it garnered a handful of shares and at least 10 emoji responses. After voting to eliminate its school resource officer position, the Oak Park River Forest High School Board will look to reallocate the cost savings to hire a new social worker at the high school. Board members voted 6-1 to terminate the school district's existing agreement with the Village of Oak Park, which placed a uniformed police officer inside the high school. The position was first created more than 20 years ago in the aftermath of the Columbine High School shooting. An epidemiologist at Northwestern University says decisions on the reopening of schools for in-person learning this fall need to be made locally to keep children, teachers, and staff safe from COVID-19. Dr. Sadia Khan says individual school districts need to decide the best approaches based on how COVID-19 is affecting their communities.
The core things that we want to focus on is ensuring that we have a setup or environment that allows physical distancing and minimizing sharing of any objects so that students are at least 6 feet apart.
Khan says precautions include the wearing of face coverings, testing students and staff regularly for the virus, and frequent cleaning and sanitizing of schools.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.